You're listening to the theme song of Generation Magazines. And right now, our host will open up our program this evening, Mr. Prince Ehara, and he's going to be introducing our guest this evening.
Good evening, Ernie. How are you?
Very fine, my friend.
Thank you very much for the music. That music, by the way, is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's actually from a friend of mine, Johnny Thompson, who lives actually in San Francisco. And it comes from his album. If you can Google his name, Johnny Thompson, in San Francisco, you can actually find it at Borders. Well, no more Borders, yeah?
That's right.
Barnes and Noble. But anyway, Ernie, tonight we have, you know, Medicare is such a big issue right now because this is a Medicare enrollment period. And tonight we have Aloha Care. Thank you. Aloha Care and Martha Klopin. Good evening, Martha.
Hi, Percy.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad on your email you put... Your H is silent. It's K-H-L-O-P-I-N, yeah?
That's right.
Thank you very much. Because I would have probably stuttered or had a, how do I pronounce that last name? But thank you very much for coming. And Aloha Care is the sponsor for tonight's Generations Magazine radio show. But anyway, I wanted to start off, if you haven't picked up a copy of the Generations Magazine, the best place to find it is at every library in Oahu. Right now it's on Oahu only, but it's at every library. So that probably is the biggest place that we distribute the magazine. It's also at Kaiser Hospitals, Big City Diner, a number of places. If you look on page 5 of this issue, selected times, Big City Diners, Safeways, you'll find it at most of the hospitals, all the hospitals, and all your doctor's offices. You may have to ask them, where is the Generations Magazine? Another place that's very popular is the Love's Bakery at all the outlets on the island, but... Most of the, all the daycare, all your nursing facilities, so look out for that. It's also at every senior club, senior centers around the island. So, Martha, thank you very much. And you were telling me you were in Molokai today. You flew back in just for us, huh?
Yes, I did. I flew back in just to be here with you, Percy.
Well, thank you very much. So what's going on in Molokai?
Well, I was over in Molokai representing Aloha Care. We have many members over on Molokai, and they stopped by Molokai Drugs to see us and ask questions and just find out about the program for 2012.
So 2012. So this is. Can you explain? You know, because Tuesday night we had the state office on the Sage Plus regarding Medicare,
mm-hmm.
and now we have to really think about if you're 65 and over. Luckily, I'm not there yet, but I'm gonna learn myself for all my clients. I know Ernie has just signed up, but it is a live show, gang. So if you want to give us a call for Martha or, and I'm glad Ernie's here because Ernie's our major host here for Filipino Fiesta. And if you have a question, Ernie can translate it for us. But the call-in number is 946-2845. That's 946-2845, or as you know, 946-2846. So give us a call if you have a question. But tonight, really, we want to talk about Medicare in general, but also, you know, from provider point of view, and Martha is very experienced here. So, Martha, you've been at Aloha Care for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been at Aloha Care for a while, but I've been, you know, doing Medicare for quite some time, and as a matter of fact, last year I did 135 sessions throughout the entire state. I hit every island, sometimes three, four,
really?
Or five times, and I love talking to people about Medicare. So, you know, any question you might have out there, feel free to call and ask me. Or Percy, you have a question.
Luckily, you're an expert, so I mean, you probably know what people are going to ask. So a lot of times I know people say, well, I don't call in because you answer all my questions. And that's one of the things that, because I've been experienced and exposed to senior issues, I kind of know what people ask. So
yes.
I always play like the senior. So, mm-hmm. you know, so you did 100-something presentations. But why so many?
Well, because we're in this open enrollment period that you just mentioned, mm-hmm. and this year's period started October 15th, and it ends December 7th, and that's for existing Medicare beneficiaries who right now they have a plan or original Medicare, and they're making a decision whether they want to stay with that plan they have now or change to another plan, because this is open enrollment, and that ends December 7th.
So if you're 64, you don't have to worry about it, but you have to think about it, what, 3 months before your birthday or something like that?
You got it, Percy. If you're 64, you don't have to worry about open enrollment right now, but you need to contact Social Security and Medicare 3 months before you turn 65, the month you turn 65, or 3 months after 65.
Wow, it's so complicated. I've got a ways to go already. I know that, but boy, I mean.
Later on, Martha, my question to you is, they have Medicare A, Medicare B, and then you have Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, Medicare Complete. What are the differences of all this Medicare A, B, C, D, and then Supplement, and then
Medicare Complete,
or Medicare Advantage?
Medigap, cost plans, PPF, PPFS plans. Yes, I know them all. I know my entire alphabet of Medicare.
But so. That's all. I mean, this is all a benefit for us anyway, though, even though you need to learn about it.
Exactly. And Percy, Ernie, is a very, very valuable benefit. And we should be very glad that we have that benefit available to us when we reach that magical age of 65. Or if you have a disability, if you've been disabled for 24 months, in the 25th month, you qualify for Medicare as well.
Mm. That's not age restricted.
Correct.
I see.
Correct.
I see. So let's back up. Medicare in general. Medicare has been around for a while.
Exactly. A lot of people don't know this, but it was actually in 1965 that it was put in place. But the first Medicare card was not distributed until 1966. And would you or Ernie know who was the first person to receive that red, white, and blue original Medicare card?
Who? Uncle Sam.
You guys don't know?
That's a good
president.
Trivia question here.
Yes, it was former President Harry Truman. Oh. And the second person was his wife, Bess. And the significance of that is he was actually the architect of Medicare as we know it. Prior to 1966, there was no insurance plan for people who, say, were no longer working, didn't have insurance coverage. So some people opted not to go to the doctor or to go into the hospital because there was no coverage. And it was
That's
very
a good
expensive.
One. I've never heard that. I've been to many presentations. I was at a presentation yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a little trivia question. That'd be a great one when you're at a party, yeah, Ernie?
So he was the architect, so he got the first card. So let me just say that original Medicare, Part A, that covers your hospital benefit. Part B covers doctor, x-ray labs, things like that. So Part A and B together create what we call original Medicare.
Let's back up. So I'm still intrigued by President Truman. Was he 65?
Yes, he was 65, and it was actually Lyndon B. Johnson who actually presented him with that first card and his wife, Bess, with the second one.
Huh.
I love that story.
That's a great story. I'm going to use that next time I do a presentation. I'm not kidding you. I said, okay, how many people knew the President Truman? Who was the first person?
That's right.
Oh, it's very interesting. So he created a plan, and he got the first card, and then what happened?
Okay, so what happened in the 60s, 70s, everything was good. But in the 1980s, healthcare costs started to escalate. And a lot of people, you know, seniors, they have a little time on their hands, and they started to tell the politicians that, hey, this is not covering enough. So the politician said, well, original Medicare, it is what it is. So, but we'll give you a choice. We'll reach out to insurance companies like Aloha Care and other insurance companies that you may be aware of and allow them to offer a Medicare program for a premium that would allow you to pay less out of pocket than what you would pay with original Medicare. Because if you have original Medicare, that red, white, and blue card that Harry Truman had, you pay 20% of the cost of your care, and Medicare pays 80%.
Oh.
So 20% in the 80s was a lot. So, you know, the politician said original Medicare again. It is what it is, but we'll allow insurance companies to, you know, provide another plan which you pay a premium for. And that's where we get this Part C, which some people think stands for confusion in Medicare.
That's what it was, Ernie.
Sounds like.
Yes, but Ernie, it stands for choice. So you can either have what Truman had, which was good enough back in the 60s for Truman, or from the 1980s through now, you can make a choice. That's your Part C plan. That's where you get your Medicare Advantage plans, your cost plans, your, you know, Medicare, other Medicare plans as well.
Hmm. But, Martha, I have A and B, and then they told me that what I need is Part D, which is complete, Medicare Complete. Is that correct?
Well, let me mention that what Part D is. Remember, we had original Medicare, A and B.
Yeah.
A is hospital, B is doctor, lab work.
Yeah.
Then C really is a choice to pick up a choice that might include the Part A, B, and also Part D, which is for prescription drugs. Because what happened in 2006 is prescription drug costs were going through the roof as well. So remember the government said original Medicare, like what Truman had, it is what it is. So if you need help with drug care costs, we'll go out to insurance companies and allow them to offer a Part D, which would include drugs. So what you have in a true Part D is really it's a prescription drug plan. However, some insurance companies, they might put a C at the end of their Medicare name or D or A, B. You start getting all these letters, but D really is for the drugs.
Because now when I go to the doctor, all I need to show is my Part D, and it also covers the doctor.
Well, again, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, and it might be called something with D, but Part D typically stands for just the prescription drug side of Medicare plan.
Okay, so mine is complete. They told me since it's complete, you're covered also with the doctors. That's what they told me.
Exactly. So you can have a Medicare Advantage complete plan. There is a plan with that name, and it covers your medical costs, either hospital, doctor, and your drug is also wrapped into that plan as well.
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have a separate plan. Is this a complete? Is that complete?
Right. You can have original Medicare and a drug plan standalone, or you can have one of these complete plans that's called Medicare Advantage, which has everything in one that simplifies it.
So what options do beneficiaries have to cover the 20% that's not covered by original Medicare?
Percy, that's a great question. Actually, in the state of Hawaii, would you believe there are more than 42 different choices?
I heard that.
Different choices. So you can have a Medicare Advantage plan. That's an HMO, which stands for Health Maintenance Organization, and allows you to go to a network of doctors. You can have a Medicare Advantage PPO, which allows you to see any provider that accepts Medicare. And you can have a Medigap program. And a Medigap program actually fills in whatever Medicare doesn't cover. So with original Medicare, you pick up a Medigap, and it covers anything Medicare doesn't cover. But it can get pretty expensive. It could be in the thousands.
So what's the... You had mentioned two acronyms. You had mentioned earlier, when I asked you earlier, what exactly does HMO stand for and PPO stand for? What's the difference?
The difference between an HMO and a PPO is HMO, which stands for Health Maintenance Organization, means that that insurance company has a network of providers, and you must select one of the providers in that network. You also must choose what's called a personal care physician, and if you need to see a specialist, that personal care physician would refer you out to a specialist. A PPO stands for Preferred Provider Organization, and a PPO, you can go out and choose a specialist, a PCP, and that plan will cover that.
So really there's upsides and downsides to both of them?
Well,
depends on your health?
Well, you know... The way I look at it, that's a very good question. You know, what's the upside and downside in a PPO versus a HMO? But what I always like to share with people is first check to see if your doctor is in the insurance company's Medicare Advantage plan, because it doesn't matter if your insurance company offers a HMO or PPO. The only thing that matters is your doctor covered by the plan?
Yeah. But do people stay with their doctor?
Well,
because the doctor, I always tell people, my clients, make sure your doctor is younger than you. Oh, I'm serious.
So funny.
I'm serious.
Some of them, they don't accept because they got paid less or they don't get paid.
Right.
That's another
issue that we got, you know, we can't really want to go that way, but it is important. So, because I've seen situations where the doctor passed away.
Right.
Now they have to find another doctor. Mm-hmm. They don't know who to go to. And then they choose their friend's, Ernie's doctor. I go to him and it doesn't cover my plan. What do I do?
Right. So it's very, very important that you check with your insurance company to make sure that that doctor is in the plan. And many insurance companies have a couple hundred to a couple thousand providers. So especially in a place like Hawaii, you're sure to find an insurance company that covers your doctor. So you just have to do a little research.
Okay, let me just pardon me. You are listening to the Generation Magazines here in Hawaii, Radio KNDI, Radio 1270, with our guest Martha and, of course, our host, Percy. For those of you who are calling right now, I want you to know that the only time you call for dedication and also request is after 8 o'clock. Otherwise, if you're calling in right now, that means that you want to participate and you have any questions or what's going on with our discussion of Aloha Care, which has to do with Medicare. So if you guys get any question about that, feel free to call, okay? Even if it's not for you, it's for your parents or for your grandparents. Yes, let us know. We will answer the phone, okay? Like we have one right now. Let me see. Let me test this. Is this what you really want? Okay.
So I don't want to bore you.
Good evening, KND. Are you there?
Good evening, po.
Yes.
Manong, kasi ano yung, ano pong magandang ano, drug plan for right now?
Okay, good question. What is the best drug plan available right now?
That's a very good question. What is the best drug plan? Well, of course, I cannot say what the best plan is, but there are many drug plans out for Medicare drug plans. Some offer the medical side as well. But what you want to look for in a drug plan is you want to check with the insurance company and make sure the drugs that you or your loved one takes are on what's called their drug formulary. The drug formulary is a list of drugs, so you need to look for that drug. And then the next thing you want to find out is what tier, T-I-E-R, what tier is that drug in? Because if it's a tier one drug, you probably will have a very low copayment or maybe $0 copayment. But if the drug with two different insurance companies, one's a tier one generic and one's listed as a tier two, you'll have a higher payment for the tier two. So number one, you want to find out what that insurance company's drug formulary looks like. What is a drug formulary? A list of drugs that are covered. And number two, you want to make sure that the drug that you take is covered at the tiers that will give you the lowest out-of-pocket cost.
And the lowest is tier one.
The lowest is tier one, generics.
Ernie, you know, huh?
Yeah, that's why for right now, we are covered by Unicare, but some of our medicine is not covered. So I want to change my Medicare drug plan. So it's better to check all the drug plans.
Yes, it's better to check the drug plans, and a great way to do it if you have access to the internet is go to Medicare.gov. They actually have a place where you can put all your drugs in, and it'll tell you exactly which drug plan would give you the lowest out-of-pocket costs. Great question.
So if I want to change my drug plan, I'm going to call Medicare?
You can call Medicare.gov if you want to call them, but the best way is to go online to Medicare.gov and put your drugs that you take into the computer, and it'll give you a report and tell you which insurance companies here in Hawaii.
Yeah, because when I call Medicare, then she asked me if what medicine I'm going to take it, then I give it to them, and then they give me the Unicare, and the Medicare Rx, the standard plan, that's the Unicare.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said all my medicine is covered by that plan. But when I refill my medicine last month, she said it's not covered already, that's why. So I told them how come, because I only refill my medicine last month, and then for right now it's not covered already, they said. Yeah, you want to check to your drug plan, that's what they said.
Well, let me give you, I'm so glad you called the show today,
because
I have a great tip for you. Let me repeat what happened. If you have a drug plan, a Medicare drug plan, and it was covered, and you find out that it's not covered, you can make an exception request. You do that through your insurance company, Unicare, and you say, I would like to have this medication covered until my doctor can find another one. And they must give you what is called a transition supply. And they must give you about a 31-day supply of that drug at the same copay, even if it's no longer covered, until you and your doctor have had an opportunity to get you a drug that is on their formulary. So actually, you still can investigate getting coverage for that. But you have to know what to say. So you call up and say, I'm interested in the transition drug policy because the drug was covered, it's no longer covered, and I would like an exception.
Okay, transition coverage.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We'll give out Martha's phone number later on if you can get.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
for calling.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for calling, okay?
Glad we could help.
I've never heard that, too, and I've talked to many Medicare reps.
Transition plan?
Transition policy.
Transition policy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to call the Unicare or whosoever
the provider.
Whatever
the provider
company.
Is. Mm-hmm. So transition plan.
So, Ernie, don't forget
transition
you have to get
policy.
Martha's business card after.
Yeah, because my wife is in the same situation with that lady.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's surprised that it's not being covered, and so now it's very expensive. And she nobody told her about the transition.
Yes, it's a transition policy.
Transition policy.
It's an exception. You ask for an exception.
Now, also, Martha, every year the prescription drug changes from different tiers. Could be.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Not only every year, but sometimes even within the month, a drug that was covered, it can come off. Now,
why is that, though?
Well,
it's not fair.
Well, it's not about fair or not fair. It just depends on, you know, a lot of different factors. However, I think the most important thing is there is an exception policy that allows you to still keep taking that particular medication.
But for 31 days only.
For 31 days, so your doctor has an opportunity to find another drug that is covered on that formulary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you got the best one is, I'm learning, tier one, tier two, tier one is the best.
That's right. Oh. You got it, Ernie. Hey, Ernie, we can change seats.
That's why I enjoy this show, because I'm learning also at the same time.
See? Wonderful.
And if you don't have a computer, you need a computer, go to the library. All libraries have computers you can use, and they'll give you 20 minutes and ask the lady, just log you on, and then go to medicare.gov. So it's kind of important. So, you know, I'm glad the lady called. It was a very specific question that I think probably happens more often than not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, for those of you who are listening at this time, it's not only for you, Sal, but it's for your grandma, for your the senior citizens, your families. Basically, if you're taking care of some senior citizens and they're in this kind of situation, so listen up, and then if you have any question, call in, okay? Or otherwise, later on, you may call Aloha Care.
No, absolutely. And that phone number again is 946-2845. 946-2845 or 2846. So, Martha, boy, we got to have you on every night. Anyway, so what is this? I know there's all these acronyms and plans. What is Medicare Advantage Plan? Is that better than the original plan?
Okay.
That's the one that you just mentioned, because I have a Medicare Complete, and I make sure that it's a Medicare Advantage Complete.
Exactly. A Medicare Advantage plan and the plan that you have, they call themselves Medicare Complete. They all have different names, but they all fall under this Part C. Mm-hmm. And again, that was when the government basically said you could have original Medicare, what former President Harry Truman had, or you have a choice. What is your choice? Your choice is to select a Medicare Advantage plan. Why would you want to select a Medicare Advantage plan? Because with what Truman had, you would be responsible for 20% of the cost of your care. With a Medicare Advantage plan, your costs are reduced to maybe a fixed copay of a couple of dollars for a doctor visit, and things like that, x-rays, maybe $5 or $10. So a Medicare Advantage plan, what does it do? It reduces what you pay out of pocket for your health care costs.
I better call tomorrow if mine is Advantage Complete. My card is Advantage. I know it says Complete, but it covers doctors and it also covers drugs.
Yes.
But it doesn't. There's no word there, Advantage.
Right, but it sounds very much like a Medicare Advantage plan,
even though
it doesn't say that. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but what's interesting.
No wonder when I'm going to doctor, they said, don't even show you A and B card.
Exactly.
Just show you Medicare Complete. That's what I was being told.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And the reason for that, it can delay payment if you show your original Medicare card. So you want to show your Medicare Advantage card, in your case, your Complete card, to make sure that is filed properly.
Okay.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention one more thing about Medicare Advantage plans, because I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but some Medicare Advantage plans, the premium is $0.00.
Mm-hmm.
$0. Yeah, but nothing's for free, right?
Exactly. So many people say, this isn't for free, but what it is,
I think Ernie has that, right?
Yeah, and I asked the question, how are you guys going to make money if it's free? And they said, no, they're getting paid from the Medicare.
Exactly.
Yeah, from the government. It's a Medicare. They're paying.
So it's not really free. Because the government is paying.
You know, Martha, I felt bad when they said zero.
So I know.
I said, how are you guys going to make money? They said, no, we're getting something from the government. So it's not really free. We're paying for it.
Exactly, because when you have a Medicare Advantage plan, Ernie, you still have to pay your Part B premium out of your Social Security
part
check.
Part A and Part B.
Right. Well, Part A is free. Part A is free from working 10 years or 40 quarters. But the Part B premium comes out of your Social Security
check. Yeah, it's automatic. Check. You got no choice.
Right. So you're not paying the insurance company, but it's still going to Medicare. Yeah. So that helps offset some of the costs.
Okay, let's answer
one
more phone call.
I get a lot of calls,
sure.
Martin.
Yeah, let's answer one more phone call, okay? Oh, let me hang up. That must be dedication.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me remind everyone, you guys listening to our Generation Magazine from 7 to 8, and we have our guest, Martha, and of course our host is Percy. And if you guys are interested to participate or you guys have any specific question, just like that listeners earlier, well, we're more than happy to answer the phone. We got the experts here, okay? I cannot answer, but I can only translate to you guys. Good evening, KND. Are you in there?
Hi there. I wanted to ask a question.
Certainly.
Yeah, I've got this Aloha Care Advantage plan.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to stay healthy, and I wanted, is there some health preventive stuff that they cover?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first, let me just say thank you so much for being a member. I was over in Molokai today, and I had several members come over. They saw the Aloha Care sign, and they said, you know, why are you here? And I said, we're just here to, you know, in case you have questions. So that's an excellent question. What type of preventive services do we cover? And we cover all kinds of preventive screenings, prostate screening, mammogram, but also you get one annual wellness visit. Again, there's no co-payment, nothing out of pocket for that particular preventive screening. And you know, it's very important to have your annual flu shot. Ernie, Percy, I hope you've had your annual flu shot.
Yes, I did mine too.
Wonderful. And Aloha Care also covers that as well, because those are all Medicare covered benefits that are preventive services that are covered at $0 copay. For the 2012 season.
A lot of plans have copays.
Yes.
Yours doesn't have copays?
Oh, yes, we do. Oh. We have copays as well, but for the preventive services,
No,
there's
copay.
$0 copay.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling. Did you have another question?
Thanks a lot. No, that's good. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for being a member.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Again, guys, we are. This is KNDA Radio, Radio 1270, the broadcast of Southern Pacific. 7 to 8 is our Generation Magazine's radio program. And I don't know if you guys are enjoying it, because right here, it's I really like this, because what's happening here is that this are good information being provided to you guys. Okay, and if you have any question, you let us know. But right now, not only station ID, but we would like to you guys to listen to our ad of Aloha Care. Okay, and we have from Aloha Care, one of the bosses over there, the spokesperson of this Aloha Care. That's why he goes all over the place. Oh, by the way, maybe if you guys have a group and you guys would like to listen to Aloha Care, listen to to her telephone later on, and you can invite her. And seems like she's very delighted to be invited to talk.
And okay? She knows all the answers.
Okay, here's Aloha Care.
And number 4, finally a girl. Question. Just got a flyer in the mail from Aloha Care reminding me it's time to think about my Medicare plan. I'm confused. There's so much to think about. I'm not sure where to start.
Emmy, Donna just told me she signed up for Aloha Care Advantage and really likes it. She says the doctors are great, loves the benefits, and it's affordable. And you know Donna, she loves to save money.
Oh, yes.
I hear Aloha Care covers medical and prescription drugs. Helps to have all your coverage under one health plan. And it's local. That makes things so much easier. Maybe you should call Aloha Care. Let me know what you find out, because next year I'm turning 65 and we'll have Medicare.
Not.
Now is the time to enroll in Aloha Care Advantage. Look in your mailbox for the Aloha Care mailer. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-973-6395 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Or visit alohacare.org.
Okay, just the name Aloha. It's enough for you guys, okay? So, you come and you can join us right here, right now, because we have another half an hour of our program, Generation Magazine, and we have only one guest. We have Martha, and Martha probably is going to give us her telephone later on.
Well, yeah, so why don't you give her a number now? We'll give it again later on, because I think, some of the question, the first question was a great question, and I've never heard it explained that way.
That doesn't have to be your direct phone call, but Aloha Care telephone.
Yeah. Sure. Yes, they can call 973-2479. That's 973-2479.
And also, so that number to call if you want to have a presentation, because I know you do them all over the island.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So, and so December 7th is a cutoff date, so you probably want to have it at least sometime in November or as soon as possible, because I know you must be busy all the time.
Exactly, but I love what I do. You probably can tell, just like you love what you do. And it comes across in this wonderful magazine, and even that you're doing this show. So anytime someone calls, I'll make a way to find a way to their group, even one-on-one.
Thank you, Martha. Yeah, if you pick up an issue, the most recent issue of Generations Magazine, the October-November issue, on the cover is my friend Mike Buck at KHVH Radio. Very well-known guy, but he's the spokesperson for Alzheimer's in terms of he does all the commercial voiceover. He's on the board of Alzheimer's in Hawaii. And I have to thank Elizabeth Stevenson for allowing us to cover their story. As you know, Alzheimer's is a growing health issue that I don't know if there's more people with Alzheimer's today or do we just know more about Alzheimer's, but it is a major issue. And it's slowly going to, over 85, at the age of 85, it's 1 in 2 that have it. Right now it's, 1 in 7 or 1 in 8, something like that. The amount of people are increasingly getting Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's, which is related, mm-hmm. is growing and growing. So we have him on the cover there, and he talks about both his parents that had Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a chance, give Mike a call over at KHV. He'll tell you the story. Thanks to my friend, buddy, Kirk Matthews and Linda Coble, who wrote in his Elderhood Project column. And then we have Pacific Islands article about Road Scholar, which I love, and great pictures. And actually on page, if you look at page, let's see, it's page 16. Alzheimer's Association does support group meetings all over the island. Just about every week they do a support group meeting. So if you have a family member or a church member or neighbor that has Alzheimer's or early onset, you really should go to one of these meetings just to see what's the future is going to lie, because once you have Alzheimer's diagnosed, there's no cure right now.
Right.
And it's going to be a long battle. I believe it's like 8.9 years of life expectancy once you're diagnosed, and that's a national average. Mm-hmm. I think Hawaii, with our society and our weather and just the calmness of Hawaii, you live a lot longer, a little less stress.
That's right.
I talked about Jeanette Sargent Hamill's article on page 17, Saving Family Stories for Future Generations. She did actually a story on my parents. And then Hope Young does a story about caregiving. It has her and a beautiful mom, Phyllis. We'll have on Gary Powell one of these days. Gary Powell has a nonprofit called the Caregiver Foundation. And he talks about the language of aging, and that's one of the presentations I think if you have a group that works with seniors, or if you're a financial advisor, your company has seniors, you might want to have him come and talk to you, because he explains how to communicate to seniors. That's why it's called the language of aging. And then my friend Stan Michaels over the State Department of Health talks about the 5 ways not to fall, which is great. Why don't we go to this call? We've been getting several calls, Martha, so let's find out what this next call is about. I know you're getting popular. Maybe they want to call, we have a visit.
Again, this is KDI Honolulu, the broadcaster of the Pacific, and we are having the Generation Magazines, and we have phone calls, and hopefully we have a simple question here, or any hard question.
She can answer hard questions.
Yeah. Really, KDI, are you in there?
Yeah, you covered dental.
Dental.
Does Medicare cover dental?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Medicare does not cover routine dental work, but if you have some type of a disease situation, that would be covered. However, with some Medicare Advantage plans, they do offer, they sweeten it a little bit, so they may give some type of a discount or some type of coverage that Medicare doesn't cover.
Medicare doesn't cover
dental? Medicare does not cover routine dental care, only a disease state.
What about a cavity?
If that's the root, that might be routine. It's got to be some disease.
You mentioned
going
about
on.
Discount. What do you mean discount?
Just Yes, yeah, some Medicare Advantage plans, they might give a discount if you go to a doctor, a dentist in their provider network, like maybe 10% or 20%.
That's all.
So it's not pure insurance. It's just a discount.
Well, for anything, why not? Especially if there's no premium for that. Is that part of Aloha Care?
Well, Medicare does not cover dental, so we don't have any dental coverage. But yeah. Medicare does not cover it. So Aloha Care covers, you know, what Medicare you know, covers. So only if it was a disease situation, you know, if you have some kind of a disease-related
dental problem. You mentioned about discounts. So how do you get that discount?
Oh, I was just saying some Medicare Advantage plans do have discounts. So you'd have to check with your insurance.
Check with the complete. But
talk to the complete.
But for Aloha Care, you don't have that kind of program.
Only if there's a
discount.
Disease. Right, only if there's a disease.
You fall down and chip a tooth or something like that.
Well, I don't think that's disease.
Out of it, specific disease.
Okay, you know, you're running a high fever.
Did that answer your question, my friend? Hello? Are you still there? Yes. It's not covered, but there are some plans that probably can persuade some other people where they can get
only get a discount.
10% to 20% then discount. So you check them, okay?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
So since he mentioned that, what about vision?
Correct. Vision is also not a Medicare-covered benefit, but Aloha Care does offer, you know, it's a Medicare Advantage plan. So that's something that Aloha Care thought was very important to their members. So you do have coverage of a routine eye exam once a year, and then glasses up to a certain amount. You can get glasses once a year as well.
So you really have to really look around plan it out, huh?
Yes.
I mean, we're not even talking about the prescription drugs. We're talking about dental, vision.
Exactly.
No wonder. You know, I just had a cataract surgery.
Yeah, right.
Now, they will cover that.
And I showed my complete.
Mm-hmm.
And, they paid most of it.
Yes, cataract is covered, even in an Aloha Cares plan, and because that's a Medicare-covered benefit. But not just a routine eye exam typically is not covered.
Mm-hmm. I heard, and I do a lot of research and studying and reading, and I heard the cataract surgery operation procedure is the most requested line item of any Medicare service.
You got it right, Percy.
Really? Another trivia question. Never trivia question.
Okay, you pass.
You pass.
Okay, let's answer another line here. Good morning, Candy. Are you in there?
Yes, Mano.
Yes, I think.
Aloha Care covered by dialysis.
Yes, there is coverage for dialysis, yes.
Wow.
And again, that's a Medicare-covered benefit. However, something very important that your listeners should know, if you do not have a Medicare Advantage plan and you have end-stage renal disease, you may not be able to join a Medicare Advantage plan. Any Medicare Advantage plan. But there are some exceptions, like if you already had coverage with that insurance company, you may still qualify for an exception. But once you are, you know, you are using dialysis and you're covered under a Medicare Advantage plan, that would be a covered benefit.
So the best thing is at this point, if you're not a member of the Advantage plan, you should switch to an Advantage plan to take advantage of all these benefits.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. You definitely, a Medicare Advantage plan will reduce what you pay out of pocket for your health care costs.
So your plan, is it an Advantage or just supplement, or is it, what kind of plan do you have, Adin?
I get everything.
You get everything, so that's complete. That's just like me then. You got a complete one.
I get the part A and B.
And then part D.
And then I get the Medicaid.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then I still get the HMAA, but HMAA, it's not covered by dialysis.
Oh, it doesn't cover dialysis, the HMAA.
Yeah,
then, if it's not covered, then you should make sure that maybe you talk to Aloha Care and maybe they can help you to sign up for the Advantage that Martha has been talking about. Because if it's an Advantage, it covers dialysis, right?
Yes.
Yeah, say so.
And Martha's number again, if you want to get a paper and pencil. So every Tuesday and Thursday when you're by the phone, make sure you have a paper and pencil. Martha's phone number at Aloha Care is 973 973-2479.
Okay.
So you might
okay,
want to call.
Call her tomorrow.
Otherwise, call back and Ernie will translate for you. Yeah, thank you very much.
All okay. right. Thank you,
Adine. That's a good question.
All right.
That
okay.
was
all right.
Excellent question.
And I understand that Filipinos have a very high rate of diabetes. Is that correct?
I have heard mm. those numbers with also with
yes.
other populations in Hawaii.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think we got to really start looking at that. In fact, one of our advertisers...
Because you know what? They're sweet.
Yes.
And they like sweet.
Yeah, I had margaritas or donuts over there earlier this evening. But, you know, one of the things that I do is I go around, look at all, check out seminars, workshops around town. And mm-hmm. one of our advertisers, Dr. Char, had a great, great, I got to tell you, great workshop last night at the Sam Choice, and I went to it, and he is a holistic practitioner, and boy, I was really impressed by the information they provided, and I think if you got a chance, his ad, there's an advertiser, but also on our Generations magazine on page 6, if you got a chance, check him out, give them a call.
Okay, anyway, we have some other phone callers.
See, Martha, you make
okay.
everybody call.
Good evening, KND, are you in there?
Ernie.
Yes. What's your question?
Ay,
pwede ka dumdungog di programa kaya. Kamu na rin ti Generation Magazine.
Are you 65?
At the salud sud mo, may papaniti Medicare?
Awan.
Okay, then I hang up ka pala nga ro. Dagtawa ka doon 8 o'clock.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thanks for the call anyway.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Maybe she has a parent that needs Medicare.
Okay, so we keep telling you guys, hopefully you guys still you're listening, and you know that if you're listening, we're not playing music. We are giving informative information to you guys, especially about Medicare. If it's not for you, it's for your grandparents or for your family members who are senior citizens, like Manuelie. Okay. So, if you guys want to learn more about this, not only for your own self, but it's for your family members. So if you have any question again, that's when you call us until 8 o'clock. After 8 o'clock, then we can answer phone for any songs that you guys request. Okay?
Again, that phone number is 946-2845 or 946-2846. So, Martha, so... I know people that are 64. I have a couple clients like that have to get ready for Medicare.
That's right.
Do they need to have all of them, A, B, C, D?
Well, actually, that's an excellent question, and let's just take a quick review. You qualify for your Part A, which covers hospital, if you've worked for 10 years or 40 quarters, and then when you turn 65 and you inquire, you can have Part B, which would pay for your doctor bills and x-rays and things like that, then that's the original Medicare. Then, mm-hmm. of course, you have choice. You can get a complete plan like Ernie over there, get rid of the confusion and get a complete choice, a Part C plan. And then Part D covers the drugs. Okay, so those are the different parts of Medicare. But basically, when you turn 65, tear up that paper about Part B. If you do not apply for Medicare when you first become eligible, and let's say 5 years later you decide you want to apply, there's a 10% penalty.
Mm-hmm. Penalty?
Yes.
So you have to, you're required to
you
sign up.
You are required to sign up because later on if you sign up, there'll be a penalty. That's for your Part B. So right now, if you aged in 2011, the Part B would be about $115. So if you didn't do it for 5 years, then you'd have to pay 10% of whatever that Part B is when you do decide to enroll.
Which is about $12 more a month.
Well, but for every year that you didn't enroll.
For every year.
So you have to keep adding that. Now, in 1966, do you know what the Part B premium was? It's $115 now. How much was it in 1966?
$10.
$3.
$10 is
$3. $3. So now it's $115.
I'm going to make it down. That'd be another trivia question to ask people.
And in Percy, there's something new for 2011. It used to be a fixed amount. So, you know, some people are paying $96.40. Some people aging in this year, $115.40. But starting January 1st, 2011, it's based on your income, the Part B premium.
What is that?
It's based on your income. Oh. So if you're married filing jointly and you make $170,000 or more, your Part B is not $115. It's more. And I actually ran into an individual whose Part B is $358 every single month.
Wow.
I was just surprised by that. So if you make married filing jointly over $170,000, your Part B payment is higher than other people.
So that income covers just like retirement, social security, pension, rental income, as long as your grand total of your income, including all those other income, come out to $170,000, that's your premium.
That's correct. If you're married filing jointly, is $170,000 or more, that it goes up. If you're single, it's $85,000 or more that it goes up. So if you're below those numbers, you pay the same thing as everybody else.
Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Yes.
Why do they do that?
Well, I guess we have to find ways to pay.
The more you make, the more you share to pay for everybody else.
And did you hear the statistic? Every day, 10,000 people are turning 65 or something.
Wow.
Every day, 10,000 people. So I guess we have to find ways to pay to make sure everybody has complete, like Ernie. You know, Percy, you and I want complete when we get there.
Oh yeah,
too.
Oh yeah. I put it in my notes already. You know, you need to apply.
Exactly.
Oh, so do you have to qualify? Is there qualifications in terms of, is everybody eligible as long as you're 65 to get the Advantage plan or the complete plan?
That's an excellent question. First of all, to be eligible, you have to have worked 10 years or 40 quarters, worked and put money, you know, they pull money. It's called Medicare tax.
Yeah, but what happens if you're a housewife and you didn't work?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. If your husband or your spouse worked, then you would be able to qualify under your spouse. But Percy, you're not going to believe this next story I have for you. I met a pastor and his wife, and the pastor's about 64, will soon be 65. He opted out of Social Security when he was 29.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because he was a pastor.
And he didn't want to pay any taxes.
Well, you can opt out? If you're a pastor and you
opt
out for religious reasons.
Oh.
So he was a conscientious objector because he believed the Lord would provide. But he was with a small church that wasn't able to provide a pension for him. So he, you know, he said, oh, you know, it's time for Medicare. And I was like, okay, bring in your earnings statement. And it said he did not qualify for Medicare or even Social Security.
Him and a wife.
Well, for the pastor. So I said, oh, well, your wife. Let's look at her statement. Well, she was a pastor's wife, so she never worked either.
Oh, my goodness.
So neither pastor nor the spouse
has disqualifying.
Right. But Medicare does allow you to buy in to Medicare Part A. So would you want to guess what the premium is for Medicare Part A, the one that just takes care of hospitals? $461.
Wow. A year.
A month. So, Ernie, what you have is very valuable. Your Medicare benefits very valuable. And that would be for the pastor and his wife. So that would be close to $900, $1,000. Then you add in your Part B. So you could easily be at $1,200 per month, every month, for insurance, Medicare coverage, over 65 if you don't have enough credit.
Martha, before we answer the phone, I retired from Bank of America, and we have our own medical insurance plan there.
Excellent.
So I went to the Medicare Complete, I called Bank of America and I removed the drug plan.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm paying only about $45 on my medical insurance under retirees.
Mm-hmm.
So I got medical insurance plus I get the Medicare Complete. But somehow, whenever I go to a doctor, my primary one is the Medicare Complete, and the secondary becomes the Bank America. So one of my questions when I call them is it worthwhile for me to continue paying that Bank America since the Complete covers everything? And they said, it's up to me. So I don't know how to answer that. Shall I want to save the $45?
Right.
And if you were me, what would you say?
Well, Ernie, first of all, that's a great question. And there are many people in Hawaii who do have Medicare paid for by their union or the company that they once worked for. So they have something called, for the drug plan, coordination of benefits. Mm-hmm. COB, coordination of benefits. So if it turns out that because you have both your Bank of America retiree drug plan mm-hmm. and now you have...
No, not drug plan anymore. I gave up the drug plan on that.
Oh, you gave up the drug plan. So you just have the medical side.
Yeah, that's why the premium went down to 45.
Oh, okay.
It used to be over 100.
Okay, so on your Bank of America, if you still have some medical benefits,
yeah.
but it's secondary to your Medicare complete.
Yeah. Is it worthwhile to keep it?
Well, the question is, with two of them combined, same thing, coordination of benefits,
yeah.
if the benefits coordinate so that you have even a smaller out-of-pocket than if you just had your Medicare complete, then it might make sense to keep them. Because what I found with people who have a retiree medical benefit, mm-hmm. plus they pick up a Medicare Advantage plan,
yeah.
the benefits coordinate, so sometimes they have very little out-of-pocket.
So you mentioned
your cataract surgery.
Yeah.
Even with your complete plan, you may have had a co-insurance or a co-payment to make,
yeah.
but because you had the Bank of America retiree medical,
yeah,
which coordinated the benefits, you basically paid little if nothing.
Uh-huh.
So I think that you want to think about keeping the both of them.
Okay.
And the best way to find out exactly what those costs would be, go back and look at your statement of benefit, how much was covered. And if you take away the Bank of America retiree coverage, how much would you have been out of pocket with your complete plan? And that will help you make the decision. But usually coordination of benefits, that's the best possible situation to have. Your retiree coverage from when you work plus your Medicare complete plan, bump those together, you have the smallest amount out of pocket.
Okay.
Excellent,
that
Ernie.
Does work sometimes.
Thank you for making me feel good.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, I know the callers are coming in, and we wanted to get the question to give it to Martha, but couple of questions.
Sure.
You had mentioned earlier about if your drug plan tells you we don't cover that, you had mentioned something about get your doctor to write a letter.
Yes, there's another exception that you actually can go to your doctor and you can tell your doctor that this particular drug is not covered under your existing Medicare plan, and the doctor can actually write a letter and ask the insurance company to make an exception and please cover that drug for you.
Oh.
So the doctor has to write the letter.
This time the doctor has to write the letter.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
a good one. I'm going to take one last caller here.
All right. Good evening, Candy. Are you in there?
Yes, Ernie.
Yes.
Damala question ko, Ernie.
Ano na yan?
Regarding my Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
My wife carried me for my SMSA, and then I have... at the same time, I had my disability Medicare Part A and B.
Okay.
What do you think if I just take Part A or just continue Part B?
Okay. If the question is, again, your Part A covers hospital only and the Part B covers doctors and lab work, so if you have coverage under your spouse, then, you might not need to pick up your Part B, but you want to make sure that your doctor visits and x-rays and labs will be covered under the plan that you may be covered under your spouse. So you got to check.
Okay.
Good question.
Hello?
Though. Good question.
Okay, I think hang up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other good tips like that we could find out? Again, Martha's phone number if you have any specific questions.
973-2479.
And if you want her to speak at your church group, your club, your office, give her a call. 973-2479 is Martha Klopin.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you got it.
Yeah. So
well, what is your minimum number that you require for you to go out and talk to them?
One.
Oh, just one.
Just give her a call. She can stay over.
Yeah. So just in case you have a family gatherings is just as fine.
Exactly.
If you have a family gatherings, invite all the senior citizens and your brothers and cousins. If parties is even more than happy to come to your house.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Especially if you make adobo and you make pinakpe.
Exactly.
What's a good tip for people that have to decide? Because a lot of people say, well, I have the same plan. I don't want to change. Is that something advisable? If they have the same plan, they don't ever want to change?
I think, Percy, if people are happy with the plan, every year the plan must send you information to tell you what the new plan will look like. And if you look at those documents and you like what you see, you want to stay with what you have because you need a plan that's going to take care of you when you have that surgery or, you know, you need to see a specialist. You need a plan that will take care of your needs. My mom is 85, and, you know, we've been with the same doctor for over 20 years, and, you know, she has changed her Medicare Advantage plan, and the plan she has works very well for her. But every year I do take a good look at what the plan will have for the new year, and I make sure she's in the one that's going to take care of her needs because they change every year.
All right, Martha, we have another phone call. Good evening, Candy. Are you in there?
Yes, I'm still hanging up.
Oh.
Yeah, got off. So my wife's covered me everything under the SMSA.
Okay.
I get the drug, medical, and hospital.
Sort of a big family
covered
plan.
Everything. Mm-hmm. So right now, my problem is if I still take or get the medical bill because I think about $15. So what is your advice?
Thank you for your question. It's an excellent question, and it does come up a lot. So the question is, basically, he has coverage under his spouse.
Yeah, it's a family plan.
Right. So right now, if he does not pick up the Part B, he doesn't have to pay $115. So, again, the key is to call. You should call Social Security and let them know that you're thinking about, you know, dropping the Part B. You want to also make sure you call your spouse's plan to make sure, you know, all the benefits will stay intact. And if you already have coverage and, you know, you don't want to pick up the Part B, that's certainly a choice you can make. But definitely call Medicare, and I would have you discuss it with them. Or get a hold of Medicare and You for 2012. It's the book Medicare puts out, and it actually talks about opting out of Part B when you have other coverage through a spouse.
So I mean to say, just take Part A.
Well, the Part A is automatic if you've earned it. That's automatic, so it doesn't cost anything. But the Part B has a cost. So if you already have coverage, then, you know, again, just check with Medicare. Let them know what you're doing. And you can opt out of Part B. That is an option.
Yeah, you call Medicare and explain your situation. And if it's not needed, then it's up to you to stop the $115, especially if you can use the $115 every month for you.
Absolutely.
But first, you call Medicare. Tawagan ti Medicare gayam.
Oh, tawag yung Medicare.
Yeah. Then explain the situation. You tell them exactly what you are telling us.
Because okay. I pay $115
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, yeah. So you inquire, is it worthwhile for me to keep the B or not? Mm-hmm. Okay, if it says since I'm with the cover under my wife, if it's not worth it, then save the $115.
Once again, you better have you better hire Ernie to go out and do the presentation.
And then,
if
you don't know what to do with your $115 every month, I will help you spend it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Well, we're almost done. And Martha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any words of wisdom? Anything you want, last comments you want to make?
I think it's very, very important to get information, and your listeners, please have them call us at 973-2479, and we'll be happy to answer any question. The simplest question, no question, is insignificant. Aloha Care, we really see ourselves as an organization that wants to help people understand Medicare.
Great. Again, Martha's phone number is 973-2479, 973-2479. Martha, thank you very much. And Aloha Care has always been a friend of Generations Magazine. I really appreciate your support and your coming out to the show. We are going to have Martha on the next three or four Thursday nights.
Okay,
a little bit.
Great.
We're going to have you either call in or come in. Some tips about how to plan out and how to choose the Medicare.
Sure.
So we'll either tape it or you come in live and come stay with us for 5-10 minutes.
Love to see
every
you.
Thursday in November.
All right.
You are invited to call Martha anytime, especially if you have a big group or you have family group, and she will be more than happy to come out. And I will tell you right now, I'm very impressed because she seems to be very receptive. One, I'm very impressed. She's very receptive. She seems to be someone that you can converse, okay? And she's willing to give you all these answers, and she's very approachable.
Yes.
Okay? So, let's do this.
We'll see you this Tuesday, 7 to 8 o'clock, Tuesday and Thursday nights on AM 1270. Ernie, we'll see you next Tuesday.